traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It's like me, the video guy, there's a security guard who comes out of the bathroom stall. So he just probably got done pooping. And we just bring her in there and I just dunk her head in the toilet and flush it. And
I think somebody farted over here.
Does it smell?
No, but I heard it. Are you drinking moonshine?
Yes.
Or is that water? There's got to be some. I don't know if that's allowed on YouTube.
I'm going to be honest. It's water. It's 100% water.
Pussy. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, wherever you listen, watch, view podcasts. If you are not subscribed, you fucking good? Do I have to do something about it? Hit that subscribe button.
You won't do shit.
Easy, Tiger. Yo, good things. Good things happening today. I got my STD results back. They came back.
Yeah, we
negative,
saw that.
Which is positive.
It was negative. Negative. News, you mean?
As in, I'm clean.
Go to a second doctor. Okay.
Nah, it's good. I uploaded my first vlog today in a while. I got a tattoo. If you guys have not seen it, I'll show it here on Impulse for sure. Sure, I got it.
Yeah, let's see it.
I got a Squirtle next to my. You're gonna like this, actually. This is
wow, truly impeccable.
But he's a cool Squirtle. He got sunglasses on. And he's always just standing there with his arms at his side.
You're innovative, man.
Am I, or am I just an idiot?
Probably. You're an innovative idiot.
Okay.
Yeah.
It can happen.
That's actually pretty description cool. of who I am. Also, like, not to say like this person is that, but damn, I feel like we got one of those today.
We got him.
Ladies and gentlemen. We got him. I want to introduce our guest. He is a self-proclaimed ugly Russian Jew. He's gotten his Instagram deleted over 74 times.
Wow.
Finally, though, he has managed to lock down an account and build it up to 1.3 million followers. He is named after a small crustacean. It's Kirill, a.k.a. the Slut Whisperer. That's you. Kirill, like the Kirill, the...
It was creative.
It's a dumb joke.
I thought it worked.
I liked it.
I've never heard it.
Yeah, most people I have to make something up, right? Like have a pet narwhal or invented the airplane. Not really for you. You kind of have your own crazy fucking story.
Yeah.
If you had to describe who you are and what you do, like why has your Instagram been deleted 74 times?
I think I just irritate people well. Mm. It comes naturally because I'm Jewish. But yeah.
Professional.
I'm just
irritator.
A professional, and I hate that term, and they use it all the time, like disruptor. Yeah. No, I'm just irritating.
I don't think
that's my job.
I mean,
by the way, this logo is great, and it just feels like I'm about to find out if I'm not the father. Like, it has a very, like.
We can change that.
Yeah.
It changes colors. Yeah.
What do you think about the sign up top?
You know what? It's kind of make it your own thing, right? Because.
Do you think life is a dry hand job?
I have no issues with dry hand jobs.
You want to know something? I am the exact same way.
Like, people talk about it's using lotion, or they're like, I use lotion, like tissues. I'm like, I can go and dry it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm
that's kind of, you know,
quite honest.
It's like being able to make your own fire. You know what I mean? Like, you're out.
Yeah.
You're just like, you know how to get it done in the easiest way possible.
Yeah. And it's.
I'm definitely an easy comer. Like, it's just because I'm just used to like this. That's it.
You have a girlfriend, yeah?
Yeah.
And she's. Just dishing out dry hand jobs.
Oh, no. You should not be getting hand jobs after like age 15, though.
or after two dates.
No, like if someone goes, why hand jobs are weird because why are you going to give me something I can do better than you? Like, you know what I mean?
But what if you can't? What if you simply got?
I have the tools. I've been working with them my whole life. Like you're coming in all, you know, like an intern.
Yeah.
Like I don't need to.
Like, you know,
hand jobs, like if I could suck my own dick, I wouldn't need a girlfriend. Like, there's my,
Have you ever tried to do that?
No, I'm too fat. Like, it's just like, I can barely tie my shoes. That's why my shoes are usually like pre-tied with like, you know, slip-ons.
With zippers.
I tried to do it once. It was,
It was in my experimental, like, preview. Yeah.
Was it
phase.
Like, were you inspired by, like, Marilyn Manson? Because that's the story.
Yeah.
The story
everyone
hears is like, Marilyn Manson tried to suck his own dick. And it's like, it's one of those things, like, obviously he didn't, but it adds to his, like.
Do you know he didn't? Is that the case?
I read his book. I think he is a genius and just brilliant. And he's just so, I don't know. He's got, like, I kind of look at him as, like, the guiding light, you know, kind of like an Eminem, like, people who just kind of, like, you know, took the brunt of whatever they were in that scene where they were in. But I don't think he sucked his own dick.
I'm sure he tried, but I don't think he got his rib removed to do it. And I also heard that it never ended up actually happening.
Right.
Yeah, that's just a lot of work then. If you have to go to surgery to suck your own dick,
maybe just get it done for you.
Yeah, but it might be worth it. Like,
think about if you just can suck your own dick, how much money you'd save.
That's what I'm
like. It's the best financial advice I can give you. How much is rib surgery? Possibly
$10,000.
I mean,
probably.
You'd probably get it done for free. You're in the public. Some doctor would just be like, let's do it.
Yeah, but how much money are you spending on blowjobs? Like,
no, I'm not spending. I'm talking about dinners and shit. Like, when you got to, like, think about, like,
yeah, there's an inherent cost.
You're paying 90% of the rent, you're buying shoes. Jewelry, like, dude, you could just treat yourself in more ways
unless
than
unless you got
a self-made woman.
Yeah, like, unless you got a chick who's just badass sugar mama, like, I don't know.
How often is she going to suck your dick? You're going to be sucking your own dick a lot in there, too.
Kirill, you look like a little bit of a hick right now. I told you this before the show started.
I kind of get bored fast.
Yeah, you got a beard. You've got a Make America Great Again hat on.
No, I don't.
Kind of close.
I have.
What is going on right now, dude?
I go through phases. Yeah. I get bored.
Yeah.
And I just got to let, you know, facial hair helps me hide my fatness. So I try to.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, usually.
What's the thickest you've ever grown your beard?
Not too thick. I get bored. Like I said, like, it grows in fast and then I'm just like, all right, let me shave this off. I'm starting to look a little too creepy when I have to, like, go to a nightclub. You know what I mean?
Yo, okay. So speaking of nightclubs, I feel like we should give context to why you've gotten your Instagram deleted hundreds of thousands of times at this point.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I'm just going to, all right. So this is your Instagram page pulled up here.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna give a quick scroll. I don't know what I can even fucking show, to be honest, without getting this video pulled from YouTube. I have no idea, but I'm going to do it just a quick, little scroll down.
Seems wholesome.
I see a butt. I see a sticker. I see what's going on here, man? I'm like,
champagne being poured on a lovely lady and I'm just helping her out by making sure her shirt doesn't get too wet. Obviously doing a terrible job. Yeah, that's just a party. Dude, like, people forgot that's, like, what having fun is. Like, you've been to nightclubs. We've all been there. Like, everyone's on their phone.
Sky zones are pretty fun, too, bro.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm saying if you have to go to a nightclub, like, 90% of the time, it's just boring.
Your hat says, thank you for being a slut.
Yeah.
A classic homage to the...
Thank you for shopping
being a
here.
Friend.
No, I think it's... Like, well, yeah, I guess
thank
it's
you for the, being a friend.
It's an homage to Golden Girls and shopping bags. Right,
so you've got... I mean, this is your staple. You go to clubs, nightclubs, and you pour champagne on women, yeah? I mean, is that...
Yeah, I mean, you've pretty much boiled it down to that.
Am I being accurate?
No. That's... I mean, but realistically, when people... They're like, that can't be a job. I'm like, it kind of is.
It is.
I mean, anything could be a job nowadays.
Exactly.
Quite honestly. But, yeah. And the...
I mean, you can describe what an Uber driver does, and that sounds fucking creepy, too, in basic terms. Like, oh, I just pick up random women in my car and take them to where they gotta go.
Yeah,
like, wow, that's... Yeah. Fucking horrible idea.
Yeah. So, but this is not the only liquid you do.
Yeah. So, I started... I don't know if you've ever gone to, like, a brunch party in New York, because that's kind of where they originated.
Yeah.
Like a lot of, like, it's just you're basically eating like $30 Eggs Benedict, and then all of a sudden you're blasting in the face with champagne and listening to like EDM. And that's where the champagne shit kind of started for me. And then I realized, hey, anyone can do this. So then we just started introducing other liquids. Milk.
You're pouring milk?
Yep. Yeah.
That's recent, right? Like, when did you start doing that?
No, I mean, whoever, if the club brings it, if kids will bring it for me, my line to my parties literally looks like people like checking out at Whole Foods.
It really does.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been
people coming like, yeah, you've seen it.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Are you doing this every night, dude? Like, you have a champagne penis and you are pouring it on some girl. Does she know that was coming?
Yeah. 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 This isn't just, I'm not like just attacking that.
Right.
I mean, that would be terrible. That's a good start to not attack.
Does anybody ever get mad at you for doing it?
No, because it's kind of like, you know, you're like a willing participant. You're buying tickets to the party or you're showing. Right. You know what you're getting yourself into. That's like going to an Aoki concert and being like, oh, I'm allergic to ice cream. You know what I mean? Like, and being like, hit me in the face.
Yeah.
You know what you're... You know what's coming.
Do you ever think that the consent is like flawed because either they're drunk or like they're looking for something other than like they just want attention or they want to feel loved or like something like that? Or do you even care
why they're doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think it's kind of like, you know, this like people want their little bit of, you know, fame, any way they can get it or just to be recognized or, you know, a lot of. People just are like, you know, I meet so many girls like, I'm just proud of my body. I don't give a shit. Like, they're just tits. And you're like, yeah, dude, do whatever. Like, if you don't want to get naked and have champagne poured on you, you literally could just stand there and drink at the bar and hang out, have a good time.
And they don't. Like, they, like, there are they're girls, rabid. Like, crazy trying to get to him, get to his table, get to the DJ, like, wherever he is. Like, it's not like he's like, hey, does anyone want to have champagne poured on him tonight? Like, these girls are literally, like, in his face. Like, I feel bad
for
him.
Dude, you guys
sometimes.
Have, like, a family standing outside, like, yelling your name. Like, you see that people are just, like, they took a day off of work to just stand there and yell your name.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, a weird
situation.
Well, it's all, and it's also very voyeuristic culture, right? You know, everyone just wants to see what everyone else is doing.
And be seen.
And be recognized.
Yeah. This girl, and Mike's telling the truth, like, I have a DM here from a girl to you. Yeah. Kirill, it's snowing, but that's not going to stop me from wearing no bra and the smallest dress ever to your party tonight in DC. P.S. Please pour milk on my tits.
Yeah.
This happens.
She spelled your name wrong, by the way.
Yeah, she did.
She spelled it like the small crustacean.
Works for your joke.
Fucking thank you.
Yeah.
Callbacks. Yo, but I'm missing something here, bro. This is crazy.
Come on.
This is crazy. This is like, this is the highest level of... craziness when it comes to nightlife and partying.
Well, yeah, like I said, nightlife's fucking boring. Like, you can't walk into Marquee wearing a onesie and be like, I'm gonna just pour milk on people, you know what I mean? Because they have a certain culture and certain clientele. But like, where I try to bring my party, it's just about, dude, show up wearing what. Most nightclubs are exclusive, and my whole shit is like, yo, it's gonna be inclusive. Right. Like, you're gonna see some weird fucking characters, you know, some dude in a fucking wheelchair might pour champagne at a girl's boobs.
It's happened. Yeah.
This, I mean, you're a controversial figure though because of all this shit.
Yeah,
I mean, I mean,
it's in your face. So you know what I mean. It's kind of like you're gonna form a strong opinion, whether you are like, yo, that's awesome, or like, that's terrible.
It's hard to find out where to start with this conversation.
What argument do you get the most from people?
Well, now after the Netflix thing, everyone thinks I'm going to kill myself, which has worked out great for me because the hate mail has stopped and now everyone's just like, yo, let's not be too mean to him. He looks a little sad.
Right.
You had that. Okay, so you were in the Netflix movie American Meme, and that's where he had been telling me about you, and then I saw you in that. What did you say in there that...
I want to kill myself probably 50 times.
You said that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, and then people take that seriously, which is like a crazy.
Were you being serious?
No, I'm in the same way when you're hungry, you say you're starving. When I'm in a situation I don't want to be in, I'm like, oh, my God, kill me now. We've all said it.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The thing about Kirill is that I think that he deals in a very cynical. There's a large part of society that likes that, judging by your followers and the people that watch the Netflix, you know, documentary. But there's a lot of people that can't get on board with that cynicism, you know. And I think you have
which is fine. Yeah. I mean, I think when you draw a line, you're gonna have people on either side.
Yeah.
And not what I do is art in any way, but when you do any sort of art, you want to evoke an emotion, right? You don't want people to just gloss over. So it's fine to piss them off, and it's also fine to make them happy. The worst thing you could do is just. Them to just be like, eh, whatever. Yeah, I don't know.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Indifference is
because hate breeds more attention anyways. Yeah. And I'm the kind of guy, like, look, I have no corporate sponsors. I don't know anyone, anything. Like, I can't be quote unquote fired realistically. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to say what I feel is appropriate or right or funny or stupid and do whatever I want, not hurting anyone. And that's it.
Does it piss people off? Cause, I'm sitting here listening to you talk, and even on the movie, it's very evident, like, you're a smart guy. Does it piss people off that you have rationale behind what you do that could actually be considered to, like, make sense that when you outsmart people, I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, the best thing to do is it's always better to, I think, have people underestimate you, because then when they do question you, you can come back and they're like, shit, I wasn't ready for this. I thought he's a fucking moron and I was going to bury him. And then all of a sudden he throws, you know. You just got to be authentic. That's it. Like, none of this is an act. Like, hey, when I go out and party, I'll go blackout, drink a bottle of tequila and have fun with everyone. And then when I get home and I'm miserable and want to make fun of some fat girls on Instagram, I will. Like, if, you know.
How fucking tired are you, bro?
You tired?
Eh, you know.
How sticky are you? You seem like you'd be a sticky,
right now,
sticky guy.
Right now?
All those liquids.
Probably not as sticky as me.
I get pretty fucking gross. Like, I have party outfits.
And they're just probably trash.
Just
try,
like,
night,
you know, a new pair of Converse a month, a new fucking, you know.
Damn. Yeah.
You said you've been there. He's been front row with me at a bunch of these.
I have. I have.
What was it like?
That's how we met.
It's pretty.
Like, I know you pretty well.
Yeah.
Were you concerned for your life?
No, I was never concerned for my life. But the first night I partied with him, Chris Lovato pulled me up on stage and said, hang out Kirill. And Kirill said, hey, man, here's a bottle, spray into the crowd. Basically, like.
Yeah.
Wasn't giving me a ton of instructions, just like have fun. And I sprayed by accident the owner of the nightclub.
Oh yeah.
And Randy. His whole table.
This is so
we have video of it. I turned and he sprays very directed champagne spray, and I did like a 360 because it's the first time spraying.
Is that your thing where you're like the nice guy that somehow always puts himself in a shitty situation? So, and then you're like, no, don't think of me as this guy.
Kinda, yeah.
I'm such a nice guy. And then we're the ones who have to be like, no, Randy, he's a good guy. Like, this is a shitty first impression.
100%.
And then I fixed the art show
the other day. You know, very expensive art, hundreds of thousands of dollars. One of the exhibits had little folded up origami swans in the middle of the floor.
I was not texting. What? I was tagging one of the artists featured from another exhibit.
As you ruin his art.
And I stepped on a like 15 origami fucking ducks, dude. Wow.
There was no like rope around it?
No,
like,
there's nothing. They were just sitting there. And
what happened?
The guy was like,
Really?
That's all he said. He said, yeah.
Just make sure you tag me. Like, that's
basically. But yeah, I've been to the parties.
You're like a bowl in a china shop.
Exactly. I've been to the parties. They're insane, dude. They're nuts. But like I said, the girls are more than willing to be involved. But
like you said, I'm sort of like, how? Come on. Truly conscious of that, you know?
I mean, you have to step out of and look at who you are and think about the attention you get. Like, don't even, you know how this happens. People want to be around you.
Yeah. I'm intrigued, and why I wanted to have you on is because, I mean, yes, I understand that. I understand that ideology when it comes to human beings, but like, man, you know, I love to party, but I don't even, I see these girls on your Instagram and I don't think I know any girls. Any you girls think like
you
that.
Do. You don't think you do.
But you do.
But you do.
Are they more common than?
They are. I think people just want to have a good time. I really do.
What if they have like jobs and shit?
They do.
It happens. He gets asked to take something down.
I take shit down. You know, people are like, hey,
oh, you'll
listen.
Do it?
Yeah. I mean, the goal is not to ruin anyone's life. Okay. Right? Yeah. Like I don't really do college towns because I'm like, dude, I don't want you to lose your scholarship because you were drunk and were like, hey, I want to show my tits to the world. And you knew you were, you know. I just don't want to do that to people. Yeah. If you're 24 years old and you have a real job and you decide to get half naked and, you know.
Do you think in situations like this that society spends more time protecting girls that kind of don't even want to be protected in some of these scenarios? They're just like, yo, like you said, we're just out here trying to have a good time. And like, we want to have our 15 seconds of fame. We want to mess with Kirill, go to the party, do some crazy shit. Like, do you think there's more blowback than there needs to be? And I think it goes back to the conversation about sensitivity.
I mean, people try to, you know, check me and question me plenty of times, all the time, where they're like, is this consent? Is this able, you know, like, are these people okay? And I have no problem, you know, you questioning it, because I'll just present it to you and be like, dude, everybody here was here on their own accord. All the girls will literally chime in and be like, yeah, dude, I was there. I paid a ticket. I wanted champagne in my tits.
Yep.
So it's like, I'm okay. And I'm glad, you know, please, you know, make sure that everyone is having a good time and being, you know, present minded.
I feel like one thing that like even threw you through a tizzy was that girl that asked for a swirly.
Yeah, that got me a lot of shit.
Can you explain this, please?
So I was at a party in Orlando like 4 years ago, and I'm just walking out of the men's bathroom, and this girl runs up to me. She's like, Kirill, I want to do something that no one's ever done on your Instagram. I'm like, I just can't really think of anything we could do in a nightclub. And I'm like, do you want to get a swirly? And she goes, absolutely.
Oh, you asked her.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I can't think of anything. So it's like me, the video guy, there's a security guard who comes out of the bathroom stall. So he just probably got done pooping. And we just bring her in there. And I just dunk her head in the toilet and flush it. And the best part about all of this, is like, I got so much shit on Facebook. I got blocked on Facebook for 30 days for posting it. Instagram was like deleting the video. People were like, this is gross, disrespectful, blah, blah, blah. She's too drunk. And then the girl emails me the next day. She's like, I'm seeing all the hate you're getting. And I love every single minute of that swirly. Love you. Bye.
Can you send me the video so I can repost it?
So then 2 months later, I have a gig in Tampa. And she emails me and she goes, hey, Kirill, I'm just letting you know I bought meet and greet tickets. Are those real and will I actually get to meet you? I'm like, honey, I put your head in a toilet 2 months ago. Like, we are past meet and greet ticket. Like, you can email me. Yeah. I'll put you on the list. Like, we can hang out. Like, at this point, you're family.
You can just come to anything.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
You have the golden ticket.
Like, what am I going to do for you at a meet and greet that's going to compare to shoving your head in a toilet?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh. The joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Logan, have you ever been eager to get your head put in the toilet?
There's one time.
Really?
Were you bullied?
And I was in the Mediterranean. Oh. But other than that,
international waters. So that's
fine.
That's, yeah.
How far is too far?
Too far?
Do you have that?
Probably when I reach it, I haven't really, because it's, I mean, I'm not trying to turn this into a like, you know, everyone's got to one up each other. In the end, it's just a party, you know, get drunk, have fun. Maybe fuck someone.
You've said in the past.
I mean, like, what's the point of going out? Like, if you're going to a nightclub to listen to music, stay home and put on Spotify.
I said that the other day.
When people are like, you know, you meet a dude who's like, yeah, I'm like, I just went for like the music. I'm like, dude, if you close your eyes, you don't even know who the DJ is. Like, you're going to get laid, hopefully. That's why everyone's there.
Do you think that's why girls go?
I don't know. I mean, it's fun. You don't necessarily have to go out to get laid, but like, dude, if you see a girl, and I've seen this in New York in the dead of winter with like a foot cast on going to like One Oak, you're like, dude, you are not leaving the house unless you're trying to get laid. Like, who's leaving the house with a cast on?
I hate to say
a foot cast.
And I've seen the foot cast.
Yeah.
I've like you're seen like, that exact scenario.
Like, you don't need to go out.
Stay home.
Like, I mean, at that point, they're probably the ones looking for it the most. Though,
that's what I'm saying. So I'm just saying it works in nature. You find the weakest one and you kind of pick it off. You're like, oh, the girl with the boot on at the bar, you know.
You
it's
say
probably your best chances of getting laid.
You say something a lot.
I feel like I can't laugh at these.
No, you can't. This is a weird day and age.
Because
sex these days has lost all nuance, because they're like, I want you to ask me if I can kiss you, or I need to ask permission to touch your leg. But it's like, dude, no one's going to want to fuck you if you're like, do you mind if I please place my hand on your hand? Like, that's just going to kill any vibe. So question is, a person in your position and who's been under media scrutiny before, you're kind of like, do you fear that, like, if someone's like, hey, girl's like, yo, I like being choked, you're like, I'm not putting my hands on your neck. Like, I don't care how much you like that, because you can come out tomorrow and in the, you know, the court of public opinion, you're guilty. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're innocent. Court of public opinion decides your entire life. Like, I wouldn't, like, if a girl right now was like, yo, I want to fuck you and you got to chug me, I'm like, I'm not, hands behind my back. I'm literally just.
That's the approach I take. I do not take any chances. No. I don't fuck with that shit at all. No. Hands behind my back. Like, you need to say yes 7,000 times.
Like sex these days feels like reproduction. Like, it's strictly just like, okay, we're going to, like, that's it.
Get
your ribs removed and suck your own dick.
This is
fine.
The first time I've ever sat on this podcast, and
this is never going to make it anywhere.
No, It's not even that. It's not that. It's just I want to have this conversation.
Me too.
It's hard to have this fucking conversation. But it's like
I am walking on eggshells now.
And I'm sorry for bringing you there.
No.
You should.
And listen, this is the thing. Like, it's a question that I have. We've been through so much with management, with PR, with all these different teams. And the one thing they say is the difference between you and a lot of other people who have had scrutiny in the past is you have owned the fact that you don't give a fuck about the scrutiny. You don't care.
Yeah, I'll take it on because I know in the end I haven't done anything wrong, right? Like if you're going to be like, hey, Kirill, a lot of times people will be like, oh, I liked you up until this joke. And I'm like, so you don't like the joke I made, let's just say, in theory, okay, made a Mexican joke, but you were okay with the Holocaust joke, a rape joke before. Like people like to laugh until it hits home. And then they start giving you scrutiny. Now they're like, now you're not telling jokes. Now you're telling facts when it comes to them. And it's like, dude, we're all just, if you want to be equal, we all got to be able to be made fun of. That's it.
I think that my argument to that though, is that's really easy to say if you're a white male.
Why? You can make if I'm
like, you don't know the oppression that the other side of the table has been through.
Yeah, but my joke,
you can't relate it. Relate to it. You can't.
I mean, you don't know.
You weren't one of them.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I can't make a joke about it. Like,
I disagree with that because you don't know. You're not putting yourself in that other person's shoes.
Yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying, this is, I'm like, I can make a joke about, I can talk about anything without talking down to that group of people. I'm saying we're all the same
in this together.
That's a fine line though, because like you're saying that, but you're also a white male. Like you look at history,
yeah,
you look at,
but
all
I haven't,
of these,
yeah,
people.
I know, but like if I can't carry the weight of my race, and that would be impossible. So I'm going to be like, hey, if I can make fun of Jews, then I should be able to make fun of you the same way. And I'll still go and have a drink with you after, but it's like, I'm ribbing you. Like I have no, there's no hate behind the words.
It's just a fine line. Yeah,
fine line. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm surprised you didn't bring.
Like, people were mad at Louis for that conversation they just brought up where Louis and Ricky Gervais were saying the N word. And they're like, why didn't nobody check them in that HBO special? And they're like, well, they got mad at Chris Rock for it. It's like, dude, it's like Louis was a writer for Chris Rock for like 20 fucking years. Like if he thinks using that word is going to be funny in some way, he should be allowed to say it. Yeah, he'll face the consequences of it. But like,
do you think, I think one of the things you've brought up in the past is that you're Jewish,
yeah,
obviously, right? And you're very comfortable both taking shots and giving shots to Jews,
yeah,
on your channels.
Like, but I'm Jewish in the same way that most Jews are. Like, you know, I don't know anyone that was in the Holocaust. It's just part of my family lineage.
Right.
But I'm just going to make fun of it because it's like, dude, my mom's a fucking annoying Jewish woman and I'll find the humor in that.
Right. Here's my question. And I guess this is both of these angles here. I think people have been joking. I think people have been joking about death and about things that are scary to talk about or cliche or whatever for thousands of years now. Like joking about death is as old as time because it's such a weighty subject. I think the sensitivity towards those jokes has just started over the past 20 years, right?
Yeah.
20 to 30 years.
Yeah.
And so like I can in some ways empathize with the approach because I think not on all of it. I'm not saying like, I'm your friend. And I think there are some times where I'm just like, I can't laugh at this. Like I can't laugh at
just
this because, fine. Which is fine. Right. But I feel like we have started to, as a country, move to a place where we talked about this in the past couple of weeks where we really just can't joke about anything.
Yeah. Cause everything, know? Like we used to celebrate our differences and now that's like, you can't, like that's what made each culture unique and you could joke around about it or not, or embrace it. But like, I don't know. Like someone made a point that, like, we went from being proud of being strong to being proud of being victims. Like everyone is just so proud to be like oppressed nowadays. And I know that sounds douchey coming from a white dude and how we're like, oh, I'm oppressed for what I'm, you know, people saying I can't say this and that, but I don't know. I just think people are just, I just don't like the control of language. That's like my whole thing where people are like, you can't say this, you can't say that. It's like, yeah, you can.
Is it censorship or is there a part of you like is it safe for me to say that you just don't give a fuck?
No, I do give a fuck.
Oh, you do?
I don't give a fuck where if like if you don't like me, like cool, like whatever.
Does that hate manifest itself into real life situations ever?
No, like from other people?
Yes.
No, because I think most people are lazy, right? It's easy to hate on the internet, but like in real life, like who's got the energy to come to one of my parties and be like, hey, you really were mean the other week?
Not even at parties. Say you're grocery shopping.
No, I'm not in any way.
You don't grocery shop.
No, I do. But like trust me, there's no one coming up to me at a grocery store and be like, you're that guy.
They
like,
made that meme on Instagram.
No, not a single person.
I'll get more people in the streets that are like, Grew, so it was, you know, construction, like blue collar people that are like, dude, that's like the life I want. Like no one's really, I wore a shirt the other day. My buddy has a clothing company and said strip club veteran on it. And like some lady's like, it would have been better if you were a real veteran. I'm like, dude, what does that even mean? What does that even mean?
Better than what?
She was like, it would have been better if you were a real veteran instead of a strip club veteran. I'm like, yes, obviously it would have been great if I had the balls to like go to war, but I don't. So I'm wearing a strip club veteran shirt.
What's worse, like what if he was hypothetically, like what if he was a veteran and she was just
yeah. How are you like, assuming that I haven't been to war and I'm just happen to be wearing a strip club veteran too?
Man, this is, I'm not going to lie to you. I think Mike started to iterate upon this, but I didn't know what to expect. And I feel like I'm just tiptoeing a line right here.
It's all right. So let's go back to making fun of things.
No. No, it's good because, I mean, I'm not saying anything. I'm just listening. It's interesting because this is what I'm saying. You're a smart guy.
I just don't take it seriously. Like for you to offend me, you literally have to I don't even know what would offend
me. Like attack you.
But that wouldn't be offensive.
Someone makes fun of your girl.
I'd be like, cool. Like, makes fun of my girl. Dude, I make fun of my girl all day.
What do you make fun of her for?
For everything. She's a hairy Greek girl. I'll be like, dude, like, you're the hairiest person I've ever slept with. And she knows it.
I think at some point you gotta accept what you've got, you know?
Yeah, and you have to own it. Look, I grew up in the comedy scene of New York doing graphic design and being around comedians. And I kind of, you get made fun of because that's what, you hang out with your boys. You literally rib on each other all day for whatever dumb reason.
It's almost not allowed in the city anymore.
But
it started to be
I go out and be like, I'll make fun of you, you'll make fun of me, you'll do
something
stupid.
What I tell you when you walked in today? You look like a fucking hick, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
You have a Trump hat on.
Like, no one freaking out that, like, you're just, like, isn't that, like, a marginalized audience? Like, you can call someone a hick and no one's like, you know what? That's really mean.
I
forgot what we were talking about.
No, I don't.
Yeah, but.
How you grew up in the scene. Sorry.
Comedy scene. So, like, you get made fun of and you build a thick skin. So, like, when my girl, I make fun of her, she's like, you know what? Like, you might do it too much sometimes. She's like, but you've, like, given me a thicker skin on the internet, anywhere. She's like, there's nothing. The rule is that there's nothing you can say about me that I haven't said about myself. Right. Like you call me whatever. Oh, cruel. You got a small penis. It's like, yeah. And what's your point? Like, what are you going to do with it if it was big? Like,
so what do you think inspired you to get into posting all this stuff, throwing parties, like going this route in life?
So I was working at comedy clubs and making no money, like just dog shit. But it was like a job of passion, doing graphic design, taking photos of comedians. Met a DJ and he was just like, all right, come out at night and see what nightlife's like. And I'm 23. I'm like, oh shit, what is this? Like, I've never been to a nightclub before. And I got bored within like three nights out. And I was like, all right, I'm just gonna bring my camera, take some photos, put them on a website. And then people were just like rabidly like, yo, you gotta come to this party. Cause I was just taking more raw photography than what most nightclub photographers were doing and still are doing.
Yeah. What do you think promoted you shooting that raw style? Like,
oh, because I wanted to be honest. Because I was like, you've been to a nightclub when a photographer's come up to me like,
hey man,
you're just holding a bottle and you're like, that's not your night. Like your night is you vomiting on the side of the street. Like I viewed it as like, I'm going to be a war photographer in nightclubs. I'll get in there. I'll capture these raw moments. And that's all it was. And from there, it just grew. And then it became where like, I want to go where Kirill's going. And then it became to, well, I'm just, Kirill's just going to throw the party.
The other thing about it too, that it helps explain it too, is I think there's just different groups of people too, right? And so like you started on the scene, started taking photography, and you say everyone, like your night is not you standing with a beer like this. It's you puking on the side of the road. To certain people, like in America, their night isn't that. But
it's appealing because we're a voyeuristic culture,
It's not
culture,
even that
right?
It's appealing. It's just that the culture exists. Yeah. The culture exists. I know New York City nightclubs. I've seen shit that makes your champagne on boobs look like PG rated.
100%.
every night you're out in New York or LA, by the way, or Vegas or Miami. The shit, it's just, you're showing it. You're taking DSLR photography and video of it. That shit is happening in every club with or without Kirill putting a stamp of approval or promoting it or asking for it to happen.
If and it's a good far party, worse is. Yeah.
And far worse is.
Doing you below at a table is not fun. But like, you know, if some weird shit is happening at parties, like I do this club in London called Cirque du Soir. Like I walk in there, I'm like, you don't need me here. Like this club is like literally my wildest fantasy. There's like unicorn carousel and like a 40-year-old naked woman walking around. Like it's just weird. And you're like, you don't need me. And that's what I think is like a fun nightlife experience. Because if I'm leaving the house for and working towards a hangover, like I don't want to just stand around.
You work towards a hangover.
Yeah, make me like if I'm gonna earn, if I'm gonna have to be dead for the next 2 days, I want an experience.
Enjoy it.
That's incredible.
So, how many times have you gone out and you're like, wow, last night kind of sucked, and now my day is ruined because I drank too much because the night sucked?
You were trying to put yourself on your mission.
Yeah.
So if you're going to make it suck, it's got to be like a really good suck.
Yeah. Like go to like some shitty, but like when people are like, oh, wow, you don't really do like the big city sometimes. You go like in some weird towns. I'm like, that's where the fun is. That's where the weirdos are.
I also enjoy when I like, man, I've done a lot of shit. And when I see that weird, extra insane,
to it.
It's just because I've never seen anything like it.
How many times have you been at a club and you see just like a regular white girl in Michael Kors just on her phone? How much do you like, I want to know her story? And then you see some like weirdo dude across the club in like an Aerosmith shirt missing an arm and like an eye patch. And you're like, I want to know that guy's life. Like that guy's fun. And that's the guy I want hanging out with me.
Yeah. You should do a series like based around that. That could be,
which is like make a wish.
I don't
like for adults.
What did you do?
I've done it a few times. We just did it with some like kid Carlos who emailed me. He's like, hey, I had a really bad year. I really want a party. Can I please come? And I was just like, it just turned it into like I was like, all right, if this gets 100,000 likes, whatever, I'll bring it. Yeah. And then we just kept snowballing. Like I'll take it to dinner. I'll take it here. And then we brought him out and he had the time of his life. Didn't get laid because
I was gonna ask.
How old is he? I want to say 24, 25.
Okay.
He brought two of his boys. They had the time of their life and he had this chick like in the bag all night. Because don't forget, I hyped him up for like 2 weeks. There was people there that are like, we're here for Carlos. And the girls were like, I want to be like, that's like, I'm gonna take his virginity for 2019, I guess, or whatever. But he dropped the ball.
What do you mean? What'd he do?
I don't know. I blacked out and I lost him.
I think he got too drunk too, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. When you drink around me and you're not used to drinking like I drink, I forget too. And I also, my claim to fame is I love giving people the worst hangover.
Horrible.
How much are we talking? Like
it doesn't, it's, I have some tricks up my sleeve. Like not Bill Cosby's tricks, but like just like I have some bomb.
It's not funny. It's not funny. I didn't laugh at that. Media? I did not laugh at that.
Yeah, that was just all me. No, like there's some bombs we'll do. We'll do some shots. It's just a good time.
How many shots are we talking about?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I have to size you up. I assume you can drink.
How much you like?
Well, I'll just go toe to toe with you until I kill you. With Carlos, plus. I can take him down in 5 shots. You're probably like, you know, 15 shots. I'll throw in one extra bomb in there and really ruin you.
I've been to dinners with him. He starts off at like 8:30, 9 o'clock and stuff.
Oh, I'm the first person in the
literally.
Club.
And the dinner is like him, his squad, and a bunch of like the more like higher tier chicks that like hang around Kirill. There's like a bunch that don't do the champagne stuff. They just like to be in his posse. Like if there's a few that
Well, because 90% of the time they are excited about pouring the champagne and I give it to them. I'm like, dude, you do
the
it.
Girls.
The girls do most of the work for me.
Oh,
like
yeah.
A girl will pour it on some other girl. And I'm like, done.
So he'll start the dinner off, but the dinner starts off within 5 minutes of being there with sake bombs. Car bombs, like whatever. And so by the time you leave dinner,
I'm lubed out, dog.
Like I'm in trouble mode. And so then he's like, then you're at the table saying hi to the club owner, and then you're on stage with him and I'm spraying bottles on the owner of the club.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way.
Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Getting kicked out. But then he says, but then I'm outside the club. Like, I have stains all over my shirt. I'm like that sweaty dude that's just, and he walks out like he just got out of the shower. He looks.
Oh, you won't know if I'm blacked out. I'll tell you the next day. I don't remember a thing. But if you, people will be like, I had a whole conversation about life with you. I'm like, yeah, probably. I get my number to every, I wake up with 40 unknown texts, like weirdos that I, it's easier for me to just give you my number than to like have an in-depth conversation or explain to you
about why you
I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just too nice to not give you a fake number.
Yo, so I know that feeling, you know, but unfortunately if I reach a certain point, it's just like, you know, let me tell you about my app.
You lock eyes with security.
For sure. No, I'm like, it's a straight up like, nah.
I had a guy come up to me. He's like, yo, my dad owns a bagel store. Like, you should come for bagels one time. I'm like, dude, this is, I'm in Vermont. When am I going to make a bagel run here? Like,
you never know, though.
The next day,
you never know.
You really never know.
But I'm like, hey, I want to black out and not talk about bagels.
That's, yeah.
So we're,
I also have social anxiety. Like, I can't be around drunk people sober. So it's just catching up to
that. I just did it for a whole month.
Dude, it's
it was
absurd.
It was horrible.
You're still doing it, by the way. Oh,
dude.
Oh, I
hear the same story from some dude who's got Red Bull vodka breath and like has been doing too much coke and tells you the same story five times over. You're like,
how long do you think you can do this? Like, what's the,
is there a life? I'm probably going to die soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think that?
Don't say that.
And you're cool with that?
I think you could say.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, you kind of. I'm old, so I kind of can accept death. At
how
this
old
point.
Are you?
It's gonna be 35.
I feel like that's hella young.
Your Mike's age.
Yeah. What?
Your Mike's age? Just
yeah, but like, I mean,
like you don't have an interest in being like 80?
No, I do. I do. I don't know how long I can do this. I mean, it's still fun once it stops being.
Do you think
fun? I'll move on to whatever other
like
thing.
Golf.
I like to.
When do you think you'll start golfing?
I can't. I'm just a. Jewish. I'm bad at sports. I could be like a golf manager.
Golf, oh, okay.
Like we belong like behind the, we're behind the scenes in sports, not on the front lines. Name one Jewish athlete. I bet you can't.
Sandy Koufax. Of course,
we got one.
Jeff knew.
Sandy Koufax. Sandy Koufax,
baseball pitcher.
He's there you go.
Amazing.
One.
He said name one.
He said name one.
Will you live more?
Compete against other Jews. Jews compete against.
Okay.
There's like a Jewish sports league.
Like, how often does Israel place in the Olympics? Like,
I don't know.
I don't even know their.
It's the Jews against the Jews.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
Will you live more?
Our sports accounting, like creative accounting. He's like, this is it. I'll take the footage. I'll post it on my shit.
No. I just like.
He's like, shit.
Not because.
He's like, I had a bad January 2018. I'm going to have a bad January 2019.
He already did.
Why? What happened?
Just made a comment in haste. And
Was it from the podcast, right?
Did you see
I heard some things, but I don't really like to judge because I know that like, I don't.
I don't know even if I want to get into
it. I don't want to make
no, just because I'm not because I'm afraid to talk about it. I just don't want to make the same fucking mistake again. I like, this is what I mean, man. I am in general, not even on this podcast.
Do you feel like you're under way more scrutiny
there's literally probably boardrooms of people and like newsrooms filled with people who are just at the ready, like waiting,
bro.
Oh, yeah, like it's watching everything.
Yo, big one. University of Pennsylvania, UPenn.
What happened?
What happened?
Comment.
What?
Paul Jake Paul.
What'd they say? What the fuck did
they say?
You can't just lead us on like that, bro.
Hell yeah, bro. I can't.
UPenn, Harvard grad, blah, 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 blah.
UPenn, Logan Paul. Jeff, this better be.
Better be fucking good, Jeff.
All I see is some physics and astronomy.
What did they said something about him?
I got to Google it.
You going to take shit from somebody that like basically defrauds kids and puts them in a debt? Like, these people need to remember where they're coming from.
That's true.
When like a pharmaceutical company's like, we're not gonna sponsor someone, it's like, dude, you literally
Spencer and Slutwhisperer have just found alignment on fucking Impulsive.
Dude, everybody has blood in their hands everywhere. So when people are like, yo, I'm all about privacy, I'm like, fuck privacy. I want everyone's shit in the open, and then it's a level playing field. It's the same time when like some like senator's just like, hey, I don't believe in gay marriage, and then he gets caught blowing dudes in a motel. You're like, you're just as guilty as like everyone else.
So do you think the society that we're living in is a result of now things are out in the open? Because there's
I love that.
Yeah, which I think is kind of why we're going through all this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's. Yeah. And the people who are the like applying the scrutiny just don't realize that they're just guilty, too. Like if you opened up their fucking closet, you probably see some horrible shit.
Probably.
Definitely.
Dude, definitely. You who are not a saint. I am sorry. Like,
well, and the people who are actually saints just don't judge other
people. Dude, there's dirt on. I was telling my boy, like, there was dirt on Gandhi. Like, are you kidding me?
What dirt was on Gandhi?
Apparently, he was very racist and he slept in bed with underage girls just to fight the temptation. Like, that's like, there's dirt on everyone. Look it up. Look that up.
I don't know about that logic.
What? To like, test yourself? That's fucking, yeah. That you're a pedophile.
Yeah, like, yeah, that qualifies.
You know what I mean?
That qualifies as not okay.
Yo, even,
because that just you're just admitting that you want to fuck these underage girls as Gandhi.
But you're going to hold off.
Is this a real thing that he said that, or is this just like
No, it's not. He didn't
dude.
Say it. He didn't say it. They said that was just like a practice. Like, he slept every night with.
Who's we?
Who's we?
They.
Who's they?
I'm looking it up. The internet. Google.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wikipedia.
Who do you think's life is more stressful? Yours or Logan Paul's?
Wait, hold up. How would Gandhi's celibacy tests with naked women be seen to?
You found.
Oh, that's an actual thing.
Yeah,
it's a real thing.
Yeah, dude, there's dirt on everyone. That's what someone says. Someone said that is that Chappelle or someone's like, you can live too long.
I don't know. I don't
like. You should just die before they find out enough shit on you because it's harder to like criticize someone who's dead than someone that's alive. Bill Cosby lived too long, as they say. Like, you know what I mean? Ruined his entire reputation.
Just should have cashed out like 10 years ago.
Exactly.
What was your question?
I was just curious. Like,
who's under more scrutiny?
More scrutiny, but like,
who has a worse life?
Who do you?
You want to compare bank accounts? I'll take all the UPenn shit.
You rolled up in a fucking Bentley.
Is that your boys?
Those my boys.
Who's more stressed out? Logan Paul living a kind of tiptoeing on eggshells, scared to. Piss off the wrong person type life, or you just pouring champagne on titties, but getting a ton of slack and flack from the general public. Like who?
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to assume your day to day stress. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like that outside would stress me out. Having like fans standing outside my house, like that's freaky to me. That's weird. Like
yeah, same. By the way,
that would add stress because it's like. Dude, I don't want to ride out in my car and almost like hit someone and then you're the dick no matter what.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everything you're going to do in the public eye is just going to be criticized.
You know what I feel like? I feel like if you were to ever reach a point where it's fun to tear you down, like I definitely, like no one gave a fuck what I was doing when I had 5 million subscribers or 10 million subscribers. And then I kept growing and growing and growing and then I fucked up and now it's like I am just an easy person to bully.
But you know what's funny is like people love to talk about like how much they're growing and they don't leave room for anyone else to grow. They want to assume that the people on their screens, on their phones are one dimensional and they don't make mistakes like other humans do. But everyone else likes to talk about how much they're going to grow. I'm going to change, you know, like I'm going to get my bag one day, like all that shit. But then they don't allow the people, anyone else. To make mistakes.
How much does self-deprecation protect you?
I think a lot.
Because if you had made it through your career saying things like, I'm a scumbag piece of shit, no one could ever tell you that you're a scumbag piece of shit.
Because it'd be like, he owns it. Like, I know I'm just a fucking kid from, well, Russia, but Jersey. Like, I grew up in Jersey. Like, I'm a dirtball. Like,
You don't pretend.
But I've always said I'm a chotch from Ohio. I always say I'm a chotch from Ohio, which is 100% fucking true.
What does chotch mean?
I don't know.
Thank you. Do you know? Thank you, bro. Have you ever been to
the middle of Ohio?
Yeah. What's the middle of Ohio? I've been to Cleveland.
Of course. Have you met a chotch?
I don't know what a chotch.
I mean, you'll know when you.
What's a chotch? Can you tell?
Okay,
I don't want to get anyone in trouble.
No, you're not.
It's kind of which words.
Urban Dictionary defines a chotch as here. Let me look it up.
This could be bad.
I've like altered the definition. It's
probably some sexual term.
No, you just gotta feel it out. Like I'm sure people say things sometimes. You don't know what it means. Like I bet. Bet is like a fucking like you gamble, right? But like nowadeys it means like what cool, like okay.
Yeah, no, like deal.
You feel it out, right? So chotch is a chotch is synonymous to a douchebag and is defined as a male with spiked hair, usually blonde or bleach blonde, a fake tan and fake jewelry. In other words, a chotch is totally fake. But like,
you're like partly.
That's not my definition.
No, like, yeah. A chotch is just someone who you're like, really, you're a person. That's a chotch to me.
It's a fucking chotch.
Like I'm at a party and a guy comes up to me and goes, "Yo, we're gonna fuck some sluts." I'm like, "That's a chotch."
That's a chotch.
Like,
a chotch.
I didn't know they made you. Like, how did you leave the house and that was your opening line?
Like, I didn't know you existed.
Yeah, like yeah, I had no idea you existed.
Yeah, but it's weird because like,
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Definitely a chotch. How did we start talking about this?
Talking about his terminology and self-deprecation.
Okay.
He's always owned his assholeness, and so he doesn't have to apologize to anybody. He's unapologetic.
No, but see, my whole thing is reverse, right? Like, I'm the asshole who tears that wall down and is nice in person, right? So the people get caught off guard and at parties, they're like, oh my God, I thought you were going to be such a dick, but you were so polite and nice. I'm like, yeah, I mean, like, it's just the internet. Like, we're here to have fun, and yeah, I'll play that asshole card. But you were probably like viewed as such a nice, wholesome boy from Ohio. And then when you fucked up, they probably were like, oh my God, what is, like, you know what I mean?
I mean, my fans knew, like, yeah, I'm wholesome and yeah, I'm nice, but I'm a fucking wild man. Like here I'm tame, but, yeah. And my fans knew that, but you know, now it's, if you don't know me and you take a clip, it's not always going to look the best.
Dude, but that's, you can, yeah, context.
Yeah.
That's it. No one has context and every, you know what I mean? Like, I assume you're not the same person you are when the cameras are rolling or when you're Instagramming, like you're chilling. People assume that I'm literally on Molly 24/7 pouring champagne on people. Like I was biking through New York and some guy's like, bro, where are the sluts? I'm like, dude, it's 3 p.m. on a Tuesday. Like, what do you think I do?
I'm on my bicycle.
Like, yeah, just I'm doing a pop up at the World Trade Center. Like, what do you think I'm doing?
But that's the same thing that happened with him, too. People got so obsessed and they thought they knew him 100% because of the content that he puts out until they realized that the 5 minutes of YouTube you watch every day is not exactly who the person is.
Dude, everybody on the internet's a liar.
100%.
Everybody. Your life isn't that great. Your Instagram story, you're not, you know, you're putting on the best version of you. Your life isn't that. So it's kind of retarded to assume that your life is going to be only what you're showing them, what you want to show them. That's it.
Yeah.
Even
like, here's my question, because I don't know enough about your origin. Like, how did you go from Ohio to here? Like, what was like the moment where what clicked? Like, I'm less interested in content. I'm more curious about, like, that's a marketing brain. Something happened. Your brain is wired to do whatever it did to get to this level. And it has nothing to do with.
Nope. Just got lucky.
Really?
That's not true.
Come on.
Click my heels together 3 times. Well, here I am in a $6.5 million house.
You know, that's like, you know, people will say like you're a 10 year overnight sensation.
No, like, it's
you
true.
Just blew up, but no one saw the
no,
work.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I don't know. I born in the right time. I've been making videos since I was 10. And yeah. Before YouTube or being a YouTuber was a thing, I was like, yo, videos are sick. I like being funny and doing pranks on camera. And then Vine came out. All of a sudden, you know, 8 years later, I'm good at making videos automatically. There was no learning curve for filming Vines or YouTube videos. And then just, again, right time, right place, right time. Came up, did the right thing by building a brand and an audience and being authentic and genuine, by the way, which I think when you're filming a daily vlog every single day, really, really comes through. How many times are you posting a day?
Me?
Yeah.
It depends how hungover I am. Like if I'm hungover, I'm a little bit angrier. I'm a little more like sarcastic at the world and I might just go in. But I also sit on my phone and I'll look at the comments. I'll engage with them. I like to talk to my audience. Yeah. And I think they know that too. Like I'll make fun of followers and they'll make fun of each other. And it's almost like it's like a forum. Like I grew up on the internet when you had like message boards and chat rooms.
Yeah.
And like to me, I'm like, I'm running my Instagram as like, yo, it's an open conversation. Like if someone makes fun of me, I'm like, dude, that's fucking great. Or I'll fire back. And it's just, that's all it is. It's a hang. It's like my Instagram is like, we're all just hanging in the basement telling the dumb jokes to each other.
The last podcast we did with FaZe Rogue, you remember, I mean, it was fucking great. And I think afterwards, Mike and I discovered it was because we were hungover.
Yeah.
Like, I hate to say it, this but I produce the best content when I'm fucking hungover.
It's weird to say. So we've noticed this. We didn't drink for a whole month. I I'm sick right now. I feel like shit. But also a lot of times, like, you're very, like, when you're not when you're like in that full clear mind, you talk about social anxiety. It's either that or it's like you're thinking about how something's going to be received. We show up after, you know, a night of taking down tequila shots, and we show up here and we sit on the set and we're just like, it's like we're having a conversation. You know what I'm saying? You're not thinking of the outcomes, the this and that. And obviously it's, you know, we're still thinking about it, but it's a much more free flowing conversation.
Yeah. So maybe you're more raw and anger leads to comedy. A little darkness leads to comedy. No, you don't hear about happy comedians. Like most comedians have some sort of like, they look at the world as it is. And if you do look at the world as it is, you're like, oh, it's a fucked up place. It's kind of hard to wake up and be like, oh, my day's perfect. There's nothing funny in that. Well, I get angry in traffic. I'm hilarious in traffic. Hilarious.
My roommate Evans. Yeah. He's funny in traffic.
He's very angry.
Yeah, because
he's very
you lose your mind and you're like, you just hate everyone around you.
I mean, listen, like I have that written down here. I mean, it was one of the things, like we're on a spinning rock in the middle of outer space. People are killing each other. There's diseases everywhere. Like there's a lot of good shit too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But like, how else are you going to get past that without making people laugh and having fun? And yeah, I wish there was a way to always do it without being at someone else's expense. And we could be like, well, it was the giraffe orange because it was orange. And people just started like slapping their fucking. Nah, but that's just unfortunately, like as a society, we've departed from Barney.
Every joke has a victim. It just has to. It's just that's the whether it's the most.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
That's not a funny joke, and there's no victim. there's
not a funny joke.
There's no victim in that joke, and it's okay to be the victim. It's okay.
That's a good point.
It's I'm completely contradicting myself after I said this is a society of victims, but like it is. Like it's okay to be made fun of. Like it makes you stronger. Like. Can you imagine people that are like babied now who are like, oh, I don't like the way that teacher said that. So the teacher gets fired and then you continue your life and you're constantly coddled. And then you're like 40 and your manager says some shit to you and you're like, no one's going to hold your hand when you're older.
The best people, in my opinion, in this world are people that were at some point broken in their lives and have been through something. Look, some sort of fucking trauma.
I don't want to say that I experienced hardship because I really didn't. My parents did. We came to America in 1990. They gave up everything. In Russia, there was no bananas. Like that's like a weird concept to most people to realize. Like my parents lived in a house with like four other families. Like it was poor.
What do monkeys eat there?
And I don't think there's a zoo in Russia.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
What is in
but
Russia?
Like anything? I don't fucking know. I don't really. I haven't never been back. But like my mom hears shit about like people being offended in America. She's like, dude, like,
oh, she probably doesn't give up.
She's like, dude, we like picking which bathroom you want to go to. She's like, go to whatever bathroom you want. She's like, we had to stand in line for bread. Like there's way worse problems right now than, you know, I don't know. I think you need some struggle to gain some perspective.
Everyone's entitled now. Everyone is so entitled.
But I
like, 'cause everyone has a voice.
The reason why I say that is just because like I've been talking about it a little bit and once again, not going to get into it a lot, but I dealt with some problems with addiction and lost some friends and dealt with a lot of shit, you know, over the past 15 years, like everybody else has, but it gives me a perspective where I'm not easily touched by shit. Like
I also don't get how you're so funny. Because you've been through some
because that's
fucked up
because the
shit.
Only way to deal with your problems and pain is usually through humor.
And that's like a tears of a clown where situation.
Look at Robin Williams. Like you like the shock of like, oh my God, that man was an important part of my childhood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Most of ours, I feel like it's Robin fucking, there's not one person I can imagine who hated him. And to see that man was in that much pain, you're like, dude, like you, sometimes we're funny because we're trying to not think about how miserable we are. And it's funny to laugh at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We definitely live in a culture that doesn't promote like from the jump, our educational system, everything doesn't promote inner reflection and inner work. It doesn't allow for that. We're constantly focused on testing kids, getting some result out of something where we don't stop and say, hey, yo, how are you feeling? Like, who are you? Like, we don't allow kids to ask those questions.
It's America's a machine right now. It's a machine. They want to churn out employees. They want to churn out workers. What would happen if it doesn't become a machine and everyone's a creative and everyone contests everything?
It's weird because, right, I forget who said it, but like the world needs ditch diggers too.
Unfortunately, they do.
I don't know though, because where we're moving to is now we don't. We have robots to do that.
Yeah, and then those some people are going to freak out that robots are taking our jobs.
Right.
That but, is a, that's going to be
so
a
what are those
thing.
People going like yeah, what are those people going to do?
Who do you build like who do you build a wall around or like where do you build a wall if robots take your jobs?
The robots are probably building the wall, so they probably have some tricks up their sleeve.
Like sure. Is there like a robot factory that like equates to Mexico of
dude,
the
luckily,
future?
Luckily we'll all be dead can, before that happens.
Yeah.
Ah.
You don't think
I
so?
I feel like I'll be tail end.
We'll see the tail end. I mean everyone thinks they're going to live forever.
He's shooting for a $150.
150.
I mean, how old are you?
23.
Yeah, you're fine. I'm sure in like 40 years they'll find some way to like.
And he'll have the money. He'll have the money to pay for it.
Yeah, of course.
Good to go, bro. I feel like a lot of people say that, and then it gets to 40 years, and they're like,
"Fuck."
Yeah, we were supposed to have flying cars.
We were supposed to have some good stuff to extend my life.
Like the Jetsons probably took place in like 1997. Like, you know, what year were the Jetsons in? Like, there was none of that.
Yeah, people in 1997, they're like, oh, I'm 23. I'm good. Like, they'll have some, but and then no.
Dude, flying cars. All we got was the Spice Girls.
We were scared that, like, Y2K was going to cripple the world.
Humans are fucking stupid.
We are very generally stupid.
I think if we had a little less focus, though, on, like, having to go to work and work for something, like most people just, they're just working their whole lives. They don't even know why they're doing it. They're just working to continue to live. Yeah. But if we could all be a little more creative, we'd probably do some lit stuff as human beings. We'd probably like be.
Yeah, but who would build the set?
Who
would build the set? Who would build your iPhone? Who's going to build your communication device? And if not little Chinese children, like, you know, it's just an unfortunate
robot.
Dude, there was a,
I still think
like it's, no, I get it, but like, then how are you going to buy that iPhone if you make no living?
So they say, I mean, there's a lot of different.
I can't have this conversation because I'm stupid.
Oh, right. Well,
like, I dropped out of college. I'd like to think I can hold a conversation about this and I can make it funny and we can talk about it, but I really have no real solution to this.
The first thing we think to do is giggle at your comment, but we shouldn't because if little Chinese children, quote from you, not me saying it because God forbid, didn't build that iPhone and Apple had to produce robots to buy it or have American workers pay for it, that iPhone would cost $22,000.
It's already $1,400. Okay, it's like, what are you paying these Chinese children?
And so like, I think that that's a testament to a lot of his jokes and like he says why people get mad because there's fucking a lot of them, there's truth in this shit.
Like you're like, hey, this is really mean what you said on the internet as you're holding a device that's slave labor made. And I know it's hard to avoid, it's a necessity, but like we're all kind of guilty.
We're consumers.
Like, I'm wearing this and it's got the blood of, I'm sure, some people on it and it sucks and it's horrible. But it's like,
yeah, well, I think
we're all guilty though.
That comes with, at some point, we're going to have a collective awakening.
Well, yeah, in the future, everyone dresses the same, right? You see every movie, we're all in the same fucking
I don't think
gray
that,
outfit.
I mean, obviously that's like that's a cynical way to look at it. I think also like when you look at having 14 billion people on the planet, like we're not.
Yeah, because do you watch Westworld?
That is the best
like,
show.
One of the brilliant things they say is modern medicine has killed natural selection. We're saving everyone now. So where is a species done evolving? Because the whole point of evolution is to kill off the weak. We're done. Human beings are done evolving because we're now saving the weak. And that's great. You know, your grandmother saved and she can live longer and that's awesome. But as a species, we're done. Like, we're done because nature's supposed to like wean off the bad genetics. And we're not anymore. Everyone's being kept alive.
This is real quick. If there is anyone who like specializes in that philosophy and audience, you know, please like reach out to them. We want to have them on the show. Cause that's like
be clear. What do you,
when is a species done evolving? What's the answer to that question? That's like a Thanos, honestly, like an Avengers type question. Like when is a species like, and it's scary.
It's not really as good as we're going to say, though, because we don't know.
Yeah, but like, we don't know. But like,
right.
at what point can the Earth not sustain human life?
Well, in
because either we are fucking it or we have developed artificial intelligence who is fucking us. Like, at what point? There's got to be someone who like can speak on this intelligently. That's not us.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
Well,
You said 14 billion people. That's double the population.
Yeah, that's on the way.
That's crazy.
Well, you know it's on the way. You know that. There's no question.
Well, so it was like the year 1800. I think we had like 500 million people or something like this, right?
They just need to put fun shit.
And then 100 years later, we had 1 billion. And then 100 years later, we had $7 billion.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because the age of like your life expectancy has gone up astronomically too, right? Like,
you used to live to 30. Yeah, that was like
you would die in 30. Half your kids would die by five. Like
the Industrial Revolution is what created the majority of it, because we had very powerful business people decide, hey, we need workers and we need people to buy stuff so that we can make a lot of money. So we're in the result of that. We're growing out of that. We're growing into the fact that, hey, we don't need all these people, like you were saying.
Yeah.
And now, so we're going to face a lot of problems. We're going to face some like really interesting times, I think, on the way out.
I mean, I think there's a lot of people when I walk through New York, LA, maybe they just need to build some fun shit in the middle of the country, because I've gone through like America and you're like, there's like one house every 7 miles. Like, yo, put some of those.
We can fit
build
a lot
Six Flags there. Like, put so much.
Like, when I go hiking,
every like 200 miles, there should be an attraction so that they can populate that area.
Well, or when I go hiking in Topanga, like 15 minutes from here, it's great and beautiful that I could stare out over these beautiful trees and mountains. But like at some point, they're probably gonna have to put some apartment houses. It's really sad.
You know what this is? I think they said though that like the whole world population from like a square mileage perspective can fit into Texas.
Oh yeah.
Oh, just like ass to ankles, all of us.
Yeah. In Texas. Like I think in terms of like population on the planet, like I think we can sustain quite a bit more. But the issue is you have countries like India and countries like China where they have billions of people. They're looking up to the US because we have the standard of living that is, if you go to India, they're way behind in the majority. So they have this standard of living where they see, oh, wow, coal and cars and these things. So that's going to those countries, unless really smart people come and just give them good technology right off the rip.
Yeah, but all their smart people came here. So all the best Indians are in America.
You know what I think?
I think. You're definitely the smart one on the show, by the way.
Yeah, that's why we have
that.
Yeah, he brings the intelligence to it for sure.
But hey, I didn't think it was going to get this deep, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I think. Seventh grade, I saw the movie WALL-E. I said, this is amazing. This is what I think. Like in WALL-E.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's already that.
This is it.
They just float around in the little chairs. Watching Netflix.
Look at the screens.
I mean, you've seen the ladies roll around at Stop and Shop and ShopRite in the little chair because they're too fat to walk. You've seen that.
Yeah.
This happens
That's
right
not a
now.
Handicap. That's not a handicap.
No, they just don't want to walk.
The sad thing is, and I've spent a lot of time on this topic, the sad thing is like the majority of this comes from, like this, it was designed to be this way. Like I think you mentioned it. Like there was people who got together and planned it. And so we have, literally we have classes were created and we have schools that are in inner cities and they don't get funding. Like look at LA, man. Look how many teachers were just on strike. I don't know if you guys saw
that. Yeah.
Like thousands. Yeah. So like you have inner city kids that aren't getting the same resources and then they're segregated. They're not, you know, you have these really rich public schools and charter schools and private schools. Like nobody's together anymore. We're all separated.
It's because everything's a money game, right? Yeah. Someone's making money on something.
My thoughts on that are until we as a country move away from corporations owning Washington and money being and private interest groups, we'll never get anything done. Like right now, corporations own Washington, D.C. Every politician that says they stand for this only stands for it because a corporation that's paying them tells them
to. And they're like, hey, they don't affect my decisions. It's like, dude, if someone hands you 40 grand, what do you want me to say? I'll say it. I'll vote.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, we're all humans.
That Sacha Baron Cohen, Who Is America, pretty much confirmed that rationale in my mind. Do you see the thing where he got... Who did he get to say some dumb shit?
Dude, these people are politicians.
He didn't even try very hard. He convinced them to be proponents of giving kindergartners guns.
Yeah. I saw that.
Are you fucking
And then he tried to walk it back after the fact.
But those are the people that are making our
decisions.
Well,
that's why,
how scary
is that? You're on a very opposite end of the spectrum to me. But what I you know, can kind of sympathize and see is like, there's so much, like you were saying, there's so many other real problems. So to be throwing hate at people, like you're living a lifestyle that other people want to live. Like you have this page, you have parties, you have people show up that want that. So like instead of dedicating time to hating on other people, put that time into doing something productive.
Dude, no, because it's harder easy. To do,
yeah,
man.
Because everyone loves, what is it, like slacktivism, right? I'll share this. I'll write a bad review. True. Everybody's a critic, right? I mean, look at Yelp. Like, it's literally just, that's all it is. Like, all of a sudden, some like fat dude from Milwaukee is like a food critic. It's like, dude, stop. And like, you can, like, that's... That,
are there Yelp perks? Like, can you become like a professional?
Oh yeah, there's like you get medals and shit for as many reviews as you give. And some of these people take it so seriously. They're like, you'll read it, and they're like, the starch content and the flapjacks were up 40%. And you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Right now? How do you know that?
And I'm sure they have egos walking into a restaurant like, you know,
6,200 Yelp reviews last year.
This better be free.
Oh my God, don't fuck
or I will take you down.
I hate this.
Slacktivism.
That's all it is. Yeah, it's like real. Just people on the internet who you're not trying to help. You're just patting yourself on the back for feeling like I did something good without really looking into what you're complaining about half the time.
Like
people are trying to save people who don't want to be saved. Like the people who come to my parties are having a good time. Like everyone's there on their own.
Right.
Yeah, like their own, they came there on their own. Like, what's the point of helping them who don't want to be helped instead of helping, dude, go work at a, take that energy and go work at a soup kitchen on a weekend.
Yeah. Do you enjoy giving back at all?
Like when we started our merch shit, for me, it was like fun to use a lot of that money to do like fun shit for people, you know, especially for the fans. Like I said, I interact with them all the time sick kids where we'll like wipe out their GoFundMes and send them merch. And it's just kind of like, it's fun. Like one of my favorite quotes growing up was where it's like, I want to collect all the money I can for the first half of my life and then spend the second half of my life giving it away. Like, it's just like a fun, I don't know. It feels good. As selfish as it might be too, but like you're helping people and it's a nice little adrenaline rush where you're like, I actually made a difference.
I've seen you give back. You did this recently. You had a,
oh,
there
boy.
You go. You
yeah, this is good.
And you know what? I got shit for that.
You gave this woman a boob
we
job.
Gave two girls free boob jobs, one from Canada, one from Colorado. They're both single moms, flew them in, gave them new boobs. And people are like, well, you could have used that money to do something else for someone who really needs it. It's like, dude, well, what's wrong with just like making two moms day, what life, did they, whatever.
What did they do? What was the contest? Like and subscribe type shit?
Yeah, it's just like, hey, like support me and then we'll pick a winner. And we pick two girls.
Were they stoked?
Out of their minds. Just the time of like, dude, you know how good this doctor was? They got their tits done on Monday. Wednesday, they were at 11 in Miami.
Wow.
They just went out. And then Thursday, they flew home.
Two single moms.
Dude, the boob job, 45 minutes.
Woo! Well, that's table stakes in Miami, though. They would have been the only two without tit jobs.
Yeah, if you walk into Miami with no, like you have no boobs, you're just like, dude, they're like, sir, you got to pay.
Yeah, go to Fort Lauderdale with that shit.
Yeah,
sir, you got to pay. Are you into boobs, bro?
Boob guy. I'm a dude, you know.
I'm a dude.
Of a butt guy because boobs you can buy, and I don't. They haven't perfected the butt jobs yet.
Not yet.
So like, I'm still like, you know what? I'll lean towards a real nice butt, and then we'll just slap some fucking tits on you.
But you're in New York.
Yeah.
And guess what they've started to perfect here in LA?
What?
Butts.
What?
And it not perfect, but it's prevalent here,
it's getting
bro.
Good.
Like I've been given consent to grab some butts recently, full consent, obviously after asking multiple times. It feels like you're grabbing a robo butt. Like
what's
like
a robo butt?
Feel like I
like it
no, it's like there's a piece of metal.
Like
in there.
The future. Yeah,
so they haven't perfected it. So then they haven't.
No, they haven't. They have not. They absolutely have not. Yeah. It's comical. It's funny. I mean,
it doesn't move. Like it just sits there. Like if you're like behind.
Yeah, because and I don't want to make fun of them. It's their life choice and they're not affecting me in any way. If you don't bother me, I have no hate towards you. The minute it like starts affecting my life, then I'll say some shit. But like it's going to be kind of, you know, these girls that are getting like butt implants, like version 1.0, like in like 40 years. It's going to look hilarious because most of the girls forget that in order to have a fat ass, you still need some thighs. And then you see like a girl with like SpongeBob legs with like a fat ass. You're like, that doesn't even.
You know what? My only qualm with the fake butts is that, I mean, like if you have small boobs genetically, like you can't like do anything to modify that. But you can go to the gym and do squats and lunges, yes. Yeah. And you can work on your ass, yeah, and work hard and get like a nice, firm, well-rounded.
Even if you're not, you don't have like Kim Kardashian huge butt, you could have a cute little.
Exactly, and
butt.
I've seen it. We've seen it. Yeah. Some of the biggest models on Instagram.
Summer.
Like, bro, hardworking girl made it fucking happen.
Day,
like,
you do squats all day, you'll be
all fucking day.
Yeah. You'll have a juicy touche.
Yeah. Don't you wish there was something you could do for your dick to make it a little bit bigger?
Yeah.
You can't.
But how big is too big? Because I
how
feel
small
like,
is too small?
Ooh,
tic tac size. I mean, listen, we had Riley Reid on the show.
Yeah,
she said that, and I like to bring this up every show, as you guys know.
Obviously,
we had Riley Reid on the show, and she said that there are guys in the porn industry right now that have inflatable dicks, like little rafts that they could blow up.
What do you mean? They're just like
She said there's a thing they push a button and it goes. And then it fills up, and then they push another button like near their gooch, I think she said, and it goes.
This is the artificial intelligence we are looking forward to.
This is what we have
future.
Done as humans so far. We've incredible. Created one robot, and it's a raft cock.
AI is probably listening to this whole podcast, and they're like, and there's nothing.
You know,
here.
Is listening to the podcast?
But like in your blood, like, Ron Jeremy is like a weird thing to me that I've never understood, yeah, because their whole gimmick was like, this is the everyday man, right? That was why Ron Jeremy became famous, right?
A bowling ball with a 12-inch cock.
Yeah.
Is but to the me, everyday man.
But to me, I've never watched a Ron Jeremy movie because I'm like, dude, I don't want accurate. Just a regular guy in my porn. Like, I don't want Ron Jeremy in a Bad Boys 3. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, give me a real act. Like, give me a fucking.
What's his name?
I want Johnny Sins.
Johnny Sins. We had him on.
I don't want to see like half a penis in your gut in the shot. Like, I want abs so I can put myself there.
Right.
Like,
right. Because otherwise you would just go have sex. Like, if you want to see a fat stomach hanging over
exactly
rusty old ball cock, like you'd go do it yourself. That's right? It.
Could you do porn? What? I couldn't do porn.
When I was younger, I could. I don't think I have the like
libido.
The, like fucking drive for it now. Now I'm like
I don't want to ruin it. I love McDonald's. I'm never going to work there.
But
I don't want to do porn because I don't want to ruin sex.
Yeah.
Granted, sex with me isn't that great to begin with, but like, I don't want to hate my job. You know what
I
mean?
But I think like it goes back to your parties. Like at the end of some of your parties, like I'll be at Shrine at Foxwoods and it'll be like, there'll be a girl like, we're going to Curl's after party. Like
there is none. I don't know who's spreading these lies because
I've always ended up at an after party with you. It's not after
party. I'll go to roulette tables. I'll lose all my money because I'm blackout. And then I'll end up at some after party. Right. Just like, all right, where's the booze? And then that's it.
So I go, these girls come up to me and they're like, we're going to, you know, this party, Curl might come to it or whatever. And then I see them saying that and I look and it's like Bobby's Burger Palace or some shit. That's it. And I'm like, when I was 20 or 22, I'd be like, yeah, it was for you. Let's go to the party or whatever. Now my brain starts to like spin off a little bit, bro. Like, dude, I'm like cheeseburger.
Last time I was at Shrine, because you know, at Foxwoods food's done at like midnight there.
Yeah.
I ordered room service at 8 PM.
Saw that.
To save in my room so I can get done with the party and go home and eat.
That
throw
is
a party.
Genius.
Myself.
Yeah, that's smart.
Legendary.
Yo, do you have a crazy fucking story? One of them that tops the rest. I'm sure.
He looked over.
There's one. Fuck it. I'll talk about it. Whatever.
Okay. Here we go.
There was a party I did in Hoboken last year, and it was just at any party like I've always done. People show up. Everyone has a good time. And I meet this guy and he comes over, introduces himself. He's like, this is my wife. I'm like, cool. Shake hands. You come to my table. You're like a respectable human and not like an idiot. I'll be like, do you want a shot? You got a shot, whenever, hang out, don't leave, whatever. And he's very alpha. Like the guy that needs to shake your hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you're like,
right, firm,
dude, you don't need to assert dominance over me. Like you already have, you're married. Like, losing for the whole night. I get up on the bar, what I normally do, and I'll just like, some girls will climb up, we'll throw spray champagne, everyone has a good time. He takes this woman, throws her on the bar. She's just like, yes, cover me in champagne. And then he just starts fingering her in front of the entire bar.
Not his wife?
So they throw them out. I'm like in shock. I'm like, where's security? What do you want me to do? This dude could murder me. I'm standing on the bar. They pull her off. They get out. They leave. The next day, like, it's like sexual assault at Slut Whisperer's party.
Oh,
and I'm like,
shit.
It's like, my life's over. My life is completely over. Like, I'm going to lose every booking, blah, 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 blah. And it's one of those things where, like, I just had to sit and wait for, like, the facts to come out that I knew. And what came out was that's his wife, which is still, we know, not okay.
Okay.
Right. You can be married to her, whatever. You can't just, assault someone. And he's a cop.
Oh,
so the story instantly changed from, like, hey, this was like Kirill instigated, and then it became like, you know what, this is probably, you shouldn't be doing that. Like, and it be, and especially with the narrative that they have about police right now, you know, in this country, that it kind of put all the attention on that. And that was like a really scary moment, because I'm like, this is could have all gone down and I didn't do anything besides just like react. Like, I'm not in control of the 500
people.
What were you gonna do? 500 people at a party. Like, what am I can't, I'm not security. I'm just, you know, the guy showing up.
So that went crazy. But
went crazy. And now it's okay where we can kind of like, you know, the mayor of the town commented and said that my party's an affront to human decency. And I was like, ah, just such a good quote.
Isn't affront.
Is an affront. Club is closed. Yeah. Well, the whole, like, he's been trying to clean up Hoboken, and I get it, whatever. Because Hoboken is really like just a, Hoboken is the fifth year of college.
Where is that?
It's where kids who graduated college
in New York.
And they're like, I got a job in the city, but yeah. I'll live in Hoboken. All the bars are like still kind of fratty, blah, blah, blah. It's the fifth year of college.
There are a lot of models there though. Cause they can't, the ones that can't afford to live in Soho or,
yeah, or whatever.
Yeah.
Beautiful town. And it was just like, it was just a party. And you know, like, you know, some people in power see that as, you know, you're ruining the fabric of our society with this shit. We don't want this in our town. And you know, it's their prerogative, but
do you ever get close to that? Like, have you ever seen stuff get close to that at other parties? Cause like, I feel like there are
dude, I'm very guys like a touch a girl, like I'm like, dude, just stop. Like, why are you such a,
well, because you see the thirst on Instagram, and that's just looking
at
a picture.
But I also know people. Like, right, I'll see weirdos. Right. So I'll be like, all right, we got to watch that guy. Or like, get him out of here. Like, you know, and people can't handle their liquor. Yeah. You know, it's a – every party I'm nervous about. And that's just, you know, you never know how it's going to turn out.
I have a curiosity. If it's – yeah.
I don't know. I noticed you're like looking at me.
Because it looked like you were lining up, but I don't know. How has your life changed since you got your girlfriend? How is
it
partying?
It hasn't. I still do my job, and she's totally cool with it. Like, you know, I don't do anything. Like,
you don't have a hall pass, do you?
No, but I'm not.
But you don't want.
There's nothing sexual about what I'm doing to me anymore. Like, it's just like, to me, it's like, I'm starting a fun party, and yeah, you'll see some tits. Like, whoa, is that really the end of the world? And that's it. And everyone goes home and has a good time.
Yeah.
And that's it. There's really nothing deeper than, I just want people to have fun. I want you to be able to walk in a onesie to a nightclub, get drunk, and be an idiot. And that's really it. And people forgot how to do that.
Not hurt anybody. Not like,
yeah.
You've been quoted saying, there's no shame in being a fun, ratchet, half naked, drunken mess.
Yeah. Dude, some of your best stories are, you're like, yo, remember when that happened in Vegas for you, like, passed down the elevator? You're like, yeah. No one talks about the night where you got drunk and you're like, remember we got a hangover and nothing happened? You don't talk about that.
Or the night that
you talk about your most embarrassing raw moments, and maybe not publicly, but between friends, like, you know.
My best stories.
Dude, potheads talk about the last time they got high all the time. Like, that's all, you know, I mean, you're just kind of reminiscing about the fun moments.
They say no good story ever started with a salad.
Yeah, sure. Tequila shots.
That's what they say. Yeah. Yo, listen. I want to do the audio only extended Q&A right now with Kirill. So listen, if you guys are not subscribed, make sure to subscribe. If you're under the age of 18 and somehow this video did not get age restricted, sorry for not sorry, but
what is the demo here? What is your demo?
18-24.
That young kid outside the gate.
That guy?
Nah, I'm just kidding.
And he has to listen to us talk about like geopolitical problems.
No, he doesn't give a fuck.
He's literally yelling, Logan, over a fence.
Nah, he watches the vlogs.
He watches the vlogs.
Oh, man.
He wants to see him talk to his dog and shit. Yeah.
So, okay, yo, where can they find you on social media?
Slut Whisper on Instagram. That's it. That's all. I'm kicked off of Twitter.
They booted you for
twice.
Rooted and booted. Fuck.
I got booted for just getting in a, you know, I just have fun with people. He's just making, whatever. I'm an old grumpy fuck. Like, that's what I am. You know what I mean?
You're gonna be an interesting, like, grandfather one day.
Yeah,
like,
I'm going to be like.
He's got to be a father to be a grandfather.
Ah, true. Right. Yeah, that's biological.
And he doesn't want that receipt, he said.
Oh, yeah.
That video.
The receipt of a
we didn't
child.
Show any of your fucking content.
I just don't know if I could. I don't know if I could.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So yeah, yo, hit that subscribe button. Thank you for listening, watching. We will see you on Friday. We love you. Take it easy, fam. Peace.
All right. Is this part two?
Yeah, just a little Q&A.
Okay.
For the audio.
Turn the lights down.
Because, you know, this is fucking interesting, bro.
I know. I'm sorry for, like, I'm sure it should have been funnier, but.
No, bro. No,
I kind of like having these conversations, and it's, you know.
Sometimes it devolves into, you know what? You know what's why it's not 100% just dick grabbing and shit? It's because, like, quite honestly, I don't know how much I'm allowed to, like, participate.
Yeah.
He's like,
censored.
Here.
Yeah,
you're just kind of, you're moderating. That's all right. I get it.
Well, it's not even that, too. It's just we never know what to expect. Like, we went into yesterday's podcast with no expectations. It turned out being this, like, high energy. And today, I feel like a little, scared.
Me too, bro. That's the emotion I'm feeling. It's so weird.
Why? Because I'm here, or what we're talking about?
The topic. No, not you at all.
No, it's the topics.
The subject matter.
Yeah.
Well, these, you know, they're... But that's, you know, that's the problem.
Yo,
right?
Most
people aren't willing to have these conversations. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not saying that you should have them and take all the heat for it, but like most people don't have an honest conversation.
Yeah, they'd rather like avoid it at all costs.
Yeah. They're like, no, let's just talk about that. And it's like, that's cool too, whatever. But like, I think to me, this conversation with you makes you a much more interesting person to me than if you were like, hey, tell me about like how many girls have you fucked? And you're like, dude, who, like, that's like, I don't care. Right. I'd rather know like what you are as a human.
Yeah.
Like, what are your.
I think people, parents are very, very sheltered. And so, like, Logan, you've done a really good job at building a younger audience and inspiring them and giving them a lot of amazing things. And then you had that shift to like just really wanting to be real and genuine. And I think parents are really scared of that. Parents like want to shelter their
kids.
Because
most parents want to put you in front of television and have the TV raise the kid. And so if they find out some guy's being real, I'm like, yo, what is this kid putting in my child's face and brain when they could just be watching, you know, whatever TV program? Or like being real means like real, like you're going to hear some good shit and some bad shit.
But I do think parents are getting cooler because they have to get cooler because on social media, like even like with this exact episode of this podcast, like kids are going to hear and see shit. It's over. The days of your kid being this little cooped up child in a cage who can't say the F word until he's 14 years old are over. Because again, everyone has access to the internet nowadays.
But like people like to make it seem that whatever you're going to say or whatever you're going to do, like this is going to rip apart like our society. Like it's making everything worse. It's like, dude, before Logan Paul was born, like we dropped two bombs on Japan. Like when were we so fucking noble before you were born? Like, like you talking
back in my day, we just killed them.
Yeah. Back in the day, we just killed them. Like
with nuclear warheads.
Exactly. Like who, like that's the thing where everyone
like
loves
who sets
to talk
the standard,
shit
yeah.
without realizing that we're all guilty. Like,
so do you think some censorship is okay?
I can see that. I can see depending on the forum, right? You know, like if I have kids, maybe I wouldn't want them exposed to certain things.
Anal.
Just like
Sesame Street shouldn't have anal sex shown.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm okay with the intended
no
audience.
Longer.
That's all it is. So when people get upset at like Chris Rock for making jokes, they're like, dude, he's in a nightclub and he's a comedian at night. Like he's not coming on your TV at 2 p.m. He has like there's a certain setting for everything.
Do you think you'll ever get to the point where you have to, because you see so many people having to leave platforms and you've been kicked off. Do you think there's going to be a point where you do something like what Vitaly did with like,
what did Vitaly do?
Creating his own.
Oh, he started a platform.
Shit. Right.
Yeah, I'm just too lazy, I think.
Yo, but you, yeah. I mean,
like, what if Instagram was like, nah, dude, sorry.
I mean, he's got Kirillos. Is Kirillos here still live?
I'm bringing that site back. I'm so lazy. I don't know what'll happen. I'm kind of just, I'm more reactionary than like.
Than planning.
I don't like to think of the worst, which is weird because I think of the worst in everything. But like, I'm kind of very optimistic too. Like, whatever. I'll just have fun with this. And if this ends, this will end, you know, and I'll just. It was a fun run.
I fuck with that heavily because that's my whole view like on a lot of things. Because
in the
life.
End, I'm posting everything I'm posting mostly for me. Cool that it's built a following and an audience and people relate to it. But it makes me laugh. If I didn't post it there, I would have texted it to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's it. And that's all my pages. It's like, I'm going to be, like you said, authentic and honest. And that's all I can give you. And whether you fuck with me or not, that's cool.
It's just funny because like if you would have texted it to me, or to someone, they might have laughed, and then they see it on Instagram, they're like, wow, this shouldn't be out there. It's like such a, it's such a weird relationship between what people think is okay to say between friends versus what is okay to be out in the open.
Yeah, it's like, know? When people would get shit for wearing like offensive Halloween costumes, they're like, we shouldn't be doing that. It's like, no, no, no. The point of that is you should be wearing those costumes, and we should put it in people's faces. Like, oh, you shouldn't dress as like a, you know, like an indigenous Native American with a headdress. It's like, why not? Like, that's just putting what I'm like out there to the world, and we're having a conversation about it. What do you want me to just pretend it never happened? We're all just going to be like, PC, like, cool. Look how they sweep school shootings under the rug. Dude, if you get shot at a nightclub, that nightclub is closed.
Forever.
You get shot at school, they're like, all right, half day tomorrow, come on back the night. Like, they don't. Yeah. And no one talks about any of that shit.
I think.
And humor's the only way I feel like I can point it out. Look, like, I always said this, like, you can pray, I make jokes, both accomplish nothing. And that's it. I'm just kind of here to.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean,
I'm glad the cameras were off for that.
No, no, it's just, this is audio only.
Yeah, cool. I know.
You know you're supposed to.
I read somewhere you made a comment. Your Instagram handle is Slut Whisperer, and someone questioned you about like the word slut itself has such a negative connotation to it, and kind of in the vein of what you just said, in that it you also hate the word, yeah? And
no,
that
I don't
you've,
care.
You've diluted.
I'm trying to make, to me, a slut is someone that's fun. Like, just someone's like, dude, like, when no one has a word, no one has a problem when someone's like, yeah, I'm a pizza slut or I'm a slut for this. Cause it's like, that word doesn't have to be bad.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's like everyone celebrates guys being sexually free, but it's like,
Casanova.
And they're like, that's like, oh, you're cool. Dude, the fact that Pepe Le Pew hasn't been taken off television, or maybe it has, or the fact that they haven't wiped that from the archives, like, that was a fucking rapey skunk. Remember Pepe Le Pew?
I remember Pepe Le Pew.
You're like, dude, how is that?
Okay.
He was a rapey skunk.
Someone's got to apologize for that.
Yeah.
You know, you're supposed to ask your kids if you could tickle them. Now.
So what you need to do now is shut the front door. That's not true. Yeah. That cannot be
so
true.
I've been reading articles lately about there's a push right now to have adults get consent from their kids to both kiss and tickle them.
Do you realize if I said that to my mother, she'd be like, cool, you don't want me to touch you? Get a job. And you're paying rent in your bedroom. Like, she would have been like,
and probably slap you with a 2x4.
I used to get hit with a belt.
For sure.
My mom was the kind of mom that would beat you and then like come around and be like, all right, hug you and make you feel better.
That's how it's.
But like, that's how you learned, like, probably shouldn't do that.
But now,
I'm not saying put your child in the hospital, but like, you know.
But now they literally want you to ask.
Yo, on the most real note, that makes me want to get off this planet.
Not be here.
I'm not even kidding, bro. That makes me so upset.
Not be here, like go to another planet.
Literally leave. Like, no, I'm talking about physically getting a spaceship and leave. Death.
Yeah, okay.
Not death.
Just clarifying.
Yeah. No, I don't want to be on Earth anymore.
Go to like Uranus.
You can't say Uranus, yeah.
Fuck Saturn.
If Elon could get me to Mars, Saturn's uninhabitable.
It's too gassy.
It's way too gassy. Yeah.
It's like my butthole after I ate a burrito.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't want to be around that.
Yeah.
All right, fuck.
Would you want to go to space?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, I've done a lot of fun shit here. If my spaceship blows up on the way to Mars and I was going to be the first person there, I'd be like, yo, it's a good fucking run. I mean, listen, I see eye to eye with you on a lot of shit, bro. Like, I really do, dude. Like, I always lived by the law of like, let me get enough done before I'm 30 that if I didn't make it to 60, somebody that did make it to 60, not doing the things I did to make it to 30, didn't have as good a life as me.
What's the cheesy quote? It's the quality of your life, not the quantity, like whatever it is. It's like, yeah, I mean, I'd love to live forever and keep enjoying my life, but
you know how many times I've said no in my fucking life? You know how many times that's burned me, but you know how far it got me? I've said no to nothing.
Yeah.
Give me anything, bro. I don't give a fuck what it is. I'll try it once and maybe probably
the worst
1,000
part?
Times.
They have a cure for everything.
Pretty much.
You're fine. I don't know, not everything, but you know.
if not a
I'm
cure.
I'm just like that voice of reason. If I'm not just a question.
It's good that we have it, but if not a cure, treatment.
Yeah, you got 2 commas in your bank account.
Prevention.
They have a cure for everything.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Magic.
Prevention is the best cure.
Yeah. Prevention?
Yeah, that's the best cure.
Like not doing anything.
No, like avoiding certain
danger.
Things.
Don't do anything.
Not anything.
That's a blast. Yeah, but the crazy part is you could die just getting hit by a bus. So it's
and
like,
that's the fucked true. Up thing.
You definitely got to live, 100%. I think there's a balance. I think.
Yeah.
I think
there's like, totally like you should go off the rails. Like you don't need to.
I think the reason why the whole conversation we've been having. I think the reason why there is censorship, the reason why there is all these things and issues that we're seeing is because naturally, I think the world just moves to get better. So. Like we're on an upward trajectory. Obviously, there's a lot of shit that has to go down though as you get better.
And you kind of need opposition. Like I wouldn't be here if everyone was like, "Hey, it's okay to say these things." Yeah, blah true. Blah blah.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like you know, like both hands kind of wash each other. Like in that sense, where like you do need
chaos.
That you need a little chaos.
I mean, dude,
world.
Look at the universe. If without darkness, there's no light. Without light, there's no darkness. Need
guy.
It.
This fucking guy. This guy Spencer.
Did you go to school? Did you go to college?
I dropped out.
But you like you just taught you. You're just
I read a lot of books outside of school.
Not only does he read them, he annotates them, dog. Like sitting there with a pen, underlining, writing notes on the side.
I'm assuming that was your book on the table over there.
It's either his or Andre's.
Because I know it's not Mike's.
I can't even fucking read. Mike can't read.
I can't read. They need pictures in the books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is respectable.
Why do you think Playboy did so well?
The articles are really good at Playboy.
I know, it's fucked up. Yeah. Most people don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was a great publication. Dude.
It's like a Maxim.
But you grew up before the internet, like, you know, like, I don't know. Do you remember jerking off before the internet? Jesus.
You want to know? Yeah, I do, actually. I can tell you about it right now. There was a channel called Spice 116.
Oh, did you watch it through the
lines?
Like, yeah.
And mom, I hope you're not listening to this, but you probably are. Made like a weird like buzzing sound when I watched it at night, even on mute. It would be like.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And I swear, like, I can't tell you the amount of times like my mom was right above me. How many times I was like just about to fucking come, and I heard like.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh fuck. That damn.
Have you ever and your mom's like, why does he have a boner watching SpongeBob? Like, is he switching the channel?
You have the last. 22.
Last. Yeah, always last.
You ever got caught masturbating?
I've gotten caught in a lot of sexual situations. Jerking off, not. I literally never did, but I've gotten caught a lot of times at like, yo, we could sneak this in before dinner. And like,
that
boom, dude, backfires. Straight through. Horrible.
Yeah, but that's not right.
Your grandma comes on in your doggy style, like, and she's just like, what the fuck is going on here?
But that's no problem.
So much worse.
No, I don't think so.
No?
Because that's cool, man. Sex is cool.
Yeah.
Sex is cool.
No,
sex is cool.
Okay, you're saying this now, but if you like,
it's 16. Happened to me with Mike.
Mike, it happens to me.
Hold on.
I threw out an what? Age of no. 16.
Oh,
16?
Yeah. Just the way you said it.
I didn't know Mike when I was 16. I'm saying I've been having sex. And Mike has walked in.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what I do? I keep having sex.
Right. Yeah, but that's
well, that here. Is that here?
I don't, yeah.
Yeah, but you guys live in a proverbial frat house, essentially, right? Like, it's all boys. Like, haha, I'm going to pull again. Like
we're
your mom's
like,
not breaking in. Like, haha, what are you doing? You know what
exactly.
I mean? Because that's traumatizing.
That's very traumatizing.
Like, if you get told that you've gone too far here at this house,
yeah,
you've gone too fucking far. And it's happened to me.
I've been
the target numerous times. One time in particular that I won't get into too much. But I think, like, simply put, like, his sex that I walk in on is one guy and one girl. What he saw was not that. There was more than that number of girls involved. Like, and he was like, yo, this shit, like, you've gone too far.
Like, there's a Maverick. When you look at the Maverick handbook, the Maverick household handbook, there isn't one. So in Mike's still,
you guys should
still
get an
breaks
HR department.
Writing.
You
we
need an
really
HR department.
Should.
You really
we that's, technically that's do. I usually look to Danny, but I mean, she's just a nice Christian girl. And so pretty much everything, if I threw a little like vodka into my chocolate milk, which is normal for me, you know, she would flip out about it. And so
vodka in your chocolate
milk. I don't know where the fuck it
is. Yeah, no, that's all right.
Like,
right.
Been on I don't think you've ever done that.
Would you try it?
I would ruin chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Alcohol is a means to an end. I don't enjoy drinking with food. It's like a, you know, get me to that destination.
Do you not believe in the people that are like, wow, this vodka tastes really good?
No, I think alcohol is disgusting.
It's fucking gross. Disgusting.
Because there's always that guy where he's like, oh, that was really smooth.
Shut up.
Dude, that's like a dude just trying to show off and like posturing. Like, yo, I could drink like 80 beers. This doesn't affect me. Yo, I love the taste of 1942. It's like, nobody does.
It's like, dude, you need, like, you need to drink water. You don't drink water at that
point. Yeah, of all your choices, cool, that's probably the best tasting, but no one's like, you know, like, I love when my throat is on fire and my mouth waters and I'm almost going to vomit. Like, no one, we've all taken that one shot where you're like,
one too
that
could
have put me over.
Yeah.
Like, I vomited in my own mouth. Like, no, have you ever done that with orange juice? No. Like, you just enjoy the drink.
Apple cider is another thing, though. Like, you can definitely drink too much apple cider.
You can drink too much water, right?
Yeah, you could die.
Yeah, you could drown on a teaspoon of water. These are big facts.
All right, listen. Interesting podcast, dude. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Spicy.
Damn. Took us a little while to get fired up, but I just got.
Because, like I said, I felt like I was walking a tightrope for like most of this. And even now, I want to have a conversation off camera about like just whatever. But
it's almost like you started off the show just like kind of lightly rubbing on our clitoris. You know what I'm saying? And by the end of the show, you were just full on blowing our backs.
Yeah, you know what happened. You know, George Carlin,
you had to warm us
George,
up.
George Carlin had a really good quote, and not that I would ever compare myself to him, but like he said, he enjoyed finding the line. Taking the audience across the line and them being like, thank you for bringing me to a new place. Yeah. And it's like, and that's what uncomfortable conversations usually hopefully try to accomplish. Yeah. Where like you are enlightened in some way, whether, you know, so not that I'm comparing myself, but like, you know, it's nice to have a fucking different conversation.
Yeah, totally true. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Hit that subscribe button. Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you, Kirill. We'll see you guys next time. Take it easy.
Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org, paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.